Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Gerald Robertson. Robertson, middle initial P, address is 1179 at Redwood Boulevard, Redding, California, 96003, phone 530-210-1746, ID is XXXXX8444, date of birth 3/17/1954, 68-year-old, widowed man. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Walgreens, Reading, 530-229-1519. It's addressed to Dr. It's addressed to Dr. Gary Buxa, M.D. at Buxa and Bergstrom ENT Center of Excellence. Address is 3305 Placer Street, Suite A, Redding, California, 96001-2364. Fax is 530-243-3687. I'm sorry, that's the phone number. Fax is 530-243-3383. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for persistent and recurrent, now daily, vertigo, tinnitus, and headache. Subparagraph, recent findings of abnormal ENT evaluation with mild positional nystagmus, left Dick's Hallpike maneuver, right beating nystagmus, abnormal calorics, right unilateral peripheral weakness, right beating preponderance, parenthesis, CNS in parenthesis, left dixal pike maneuver, mild nystagmus in the supine position only. Normal brain MR imaging with scattered subperiventricular, subcortical, and deep white matter foci of hyperintense flare signal consistent with mild microvascular disease. Subparagraph incidental finding of right mastoid effusion. Subparagraph, severe right left sensory neural hearing loss. Moderate on the right. New paragraph, normal complete blood count with abnormal lipid panel. Dear Dr. Bucks and professional colleagues, okay, there's a carbon copy. For his primary care doctor, Dr. Mohammed, Mohammed, Waris, Waris, MD, Dignity Health Center, 2480 Sonoma Street, Redding, California, 96001, phone 530-225-7800, fax 530-225-7888. Dear Dr. Buxa and Dr. Waris, thank you for referring Gerald Robertson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Gerald presents with a clinical history of motion and positional induced sense of lightheadedness that increases if he has forward posturing, bending down, particularly to the right, suggesting degenerative cervical disease. Subparagraph, he has a remote history of construction work with multiple head trauma injuries. Subparagraph, as a young man, he was hit in the head with a baseball bat. New paragraph. He has a longstanding history of recurrent cephalgia with clinical history strongly suggesting migraine due to the throbbing component, not necessarily unilateral, but sometimes global, but sometimes radiating posteriorly from the upper cervical region, suggesting a possible cervicogenic cephalgia as well. New paragraph. As you already know, his ENT evaluation suggests both central and peripheral aspects of his symptoms of vertigo. But in consideration of his current clinical history and presentation, his description of symptoms of vertigo associated with significantly increased tinnitus, associated nausea, then the development of headache, strongly suggests that he has recurrent, more classical migraine. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, with his otherwise normal-appearing neurological examination at this time, I will obtain the following. Number one, we will obtain a diagnostic electroencephalogram to exclude other disorders of central etiology. Number two, cervical MR imaging of the will be completed to exclude degenerative cervical disease contributing to the onset of his symptoms and positional changes. Number three, with his history of dysomnia, only being able to sleep 3 to 4 hours per night, a home sleep study will be performed initially, considering further referral for more advanced testing if necessary. Number four, laboratory testing for diagnostic evaluation is being requested, including more advanced testing for endovascular inflammation and risk factors for progressive atherosclerosis. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. Noting that he uses essentially no nutritional supplementation, I'm giving him a prescription for a men's daily vitamin for men over 50 years old. Next paragraph. A trial of riboflavin, vitamin B2, 400 milligrams for migraine prophylaxis will be provided. Next paragraph. With his mastoid effusion, I'm giving him a prescription for azithromycin, a 5-day Z-Pak. New paragraph. Initial headache therapy. I'm providing him with samples of Qulipta 70 milligrams to take every day on a daily basis for migraine prophylactic suppression and headache management. New paragraph. Should he respond to this, we will schedule him for follow-up injection therapy with Emgality or another similar subcutaneous agent. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation with the results of his testing, anticipating further recommendations. Subparagraph, his EEG will be completed at Shasta Medical Center in my signature.